everybody from our El Pacifico studios. Hi, all of my chat buddies. And I apologize for the last few weeks. We had the holidays. We had our trip to San Francisco, where the remote broadcast capability, suddenly it just escaped us. We were working too late. We weren't able to get to the things that we wanted to do in terms of delivering a remote show. And we're just going to continue to work on that. I'm getting over a cold, too, on top of all the other bullshit that happened. I had a, you know, I had a flu shot, and that's why this cold only lasted like a day. But it did knock me off the air today. I had a fever and a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, you don't hear about it. So, Ali, hello, how are you? Mike Nickus, how you doing, brother? Jeff is here, who I know as... the great Herb Sewell, from time to time. Colby Jack, Nathan Smith, Bung Holio. Great to see you guys. Wayne Alley is here. Paul Dentino. I was going through some old tweets, Paul. I saw a bunch from you. They were, I don't know, they had something to do with you wanting to, you know, I'm just joking. I'm fucking around. But I was kind of looking at some bullshit. Jeff, Nathan Smith, Jamie Rocks. How you doing, Jamie? How you doing, brother? Paul, thanks for helping everybody out with the, I think a lot of... people are still... Bernie G. How you doing, Bernie? He's asking, where's the live feed? God damn, dude. That truck, man. I think you're breathing too much exhaust or something because you ought to figure it out by now, brother. Where's the live feed box, Bernie writes. Where it always is, you know. Bernie, I'm just fucking with you, man. So everybody, the gang's here, man. Good to have you cats with us. And so I just would... get down here to our first of many comments. Yeah, Bongholio's right. Common flu shot will not keep the common cold away. But I will tell you this, and this is the God's honest truth. 2 years in a row, I've had this cold, even though I've had the flu shot. And it has been one day, and that's it. And for me, that is like unfucking real, man, because I used to be knocked down for 2-3 weeks with laryngitis, everything. It was fucked. And the great thing about it is it doesn't ruin the whole Margaret voice. Bernie found, he found the fucking box. Hey, man. And Leslie, how you doing? Leslie is here. But just to say, just to wrap up, this goddamn cold was brutal. I mean, it was enough to knock me off the air for a day. And I had a little congestion. And yeah, hey, Paul. Paul is asking, I'd love to know what tweets, messages he's talking about. Actually, nothing. I just saw some tweets from you going back a lot of years, probably back around 2010. And what was I doing? I was going back and looking at one of the things that I realized is I could go back a long way. I got verified on Twitter this week. And one of the side things, you'd be surprised, there's a few side things you get when you're verified. And I'm not really, you know, all that, I don't understand why, to be honest with you. I don't know why it is regular people use Twitter and then verified people get these different levels of, but one of the things you can do is scroll way, way fucking back in your tweets. And, anyway, love to be fucked with by Phil. Okay, I'm just, you know, I'm just having some fun, man. Todd Brooks is here. Hello, Todd. How you doing? Leslie, I missed everyone, too. It's great to talk to you guys. Wayne, Phil, I was the one that asked for Margaret to sing Beyond the Sea. I really enjoyed it. It was awful. Yeah. Remember that, man? I love that. Thank you. That was so much fucking fun. Beyond the sea somewhere. Was anybody at the show in San Francisco? We had a three-quarter full house in at the Eureka Theater, which I think is a lot of it is my fault because we didn't really plug that show that much leading up. We plugged it a lot in the weeks ahead, but we did not plug it. You have to plug a show 2 months out. You must really get on it 2 months out to get a show really cranking. But the wonderful experience I had was at Cobb's Comedy Club, where we did set list, and it was received really, really well. It was my first ever really successful stand-up, and I've only done two stand-ups in my whole life. One was in Minneapolis at Scott Hansen's club, and then this last one at set list, and it was really successful. I mean, people loved it, even said so to me as I was leaving in the lobby. So just something for you guys to keep in mind, because as we get closer to HendryCon... Yeah, I thought I forgot, didn't you? I'm thinking I'm going to work that shit in. Jamie and Allie are drinking whiskey. God damn. But Nathan Smith. Hey, Phil, what do you do to create the voice for Overlord K and the Transdimensional? This is it. Are you guys watching? Here it is.
I am... Put the phone here. See? I am Overlord K. And this is Willie Hart. I'm the commissioner of the Hillbilly Football Conference.
By the way, the Hillbilly Dickman Bowl is this weekend, and we will have the hour-long Dickman Bowl preview on Sunday. Yeah, it's a wicked, wicked thing. 2010, Paul, is about when I was going back on these fucking... So, Bongholio, dude, seriously, the flu shot will knock your fucking two-week or three-week laryngitis, which I got every year, two or three times a year. And anybody that followed me back in the day on KFI or back in the early days, you know I used to get my ass fucking beat every year with the fucking laryngitis. Get this fucking flu shot one fucking day. That's it. And I even told Lauren, I said, I got a cold. She goes, is it bad? I said, it'll last a day, because it did last year, and I think that's the good thing about flu shots. So, and I know that we have a doctor online here. We got Jeff, who wants to talk about, you know, sex, which is fine. But Jeff will probably weigh in and tell you that flu shots are great. Bernie G., I heard myself on the archives, June of 2000. You did a favorite show moment segment, and I heard myself. Are you bullshitting me? What was it? I got to know this. Bernie was on, you were on the archives? Were you being fucked with by a character, or what happened? Jeff, I once had sex, but I forgot my conundrum. Oh, yeah. Bongholio, nothing better than that, Bern. Andrew, all hail. Hello, Andrew. How you doing, man? Bernie, Bung, it was a trip, dude. Yeah, hey, Paul, thanks for the help on that whole verified account thing. I got verified by Twitter, and here's what I was going to tell you. Twitter, the basso profundo, yeah, and anytime one of the guys makes references to somebody's culo, that fucking kills me. That fucking kills me, that whole, you're culo, man. I don't know why. And then the whole goddamn, the thing with Margaret, where she sold her ass on the dirt roads of America when she found out Pluto wasn't a planet. We posted that on... the fan page, and it almost went fucking viral, man. It went like, I don't know, 50,000, 60,000 people. Mike Nickus, this week's things about the show that never fail to crack me up, Basso Profundo and Culo Alley. I need your prayers, guys. Please pray that my box spring makes it up the steps so I can get a good night's sleep finally. Now, is the box spring alley going to walk up there by itself, or do you have to drag that motherfucker up by yourself? Box springs are heavy as shit. And being a young woman, you know, a pretty young woman, you probably find some slob there where near where you live. It would help you. So Jamie says, I got a flu shot right after I lost my voice. And Phil's advice, get a flu shot. I didn't have him in six. Is it the truth or what, man? I'm telling you. Fucking flu shots kick ass. And let's, even if you believe they give you fucking, like, autism, they're not going to give us autism now, are they? No. Unless you may argue that it's already given my ass autism, but... yes, HendryCon is... I'm working through a lot of different possibilities on HendryCon. And Lauren has said to me, motherfucker, you better do it. Well, you better do it. She says, you've been promising your BSP family, you better fucking do it. Allie, why the hell is your box spring not with your mattress? Good question. Mike Nickus asks or is commenting, I'm still searching out my true talent or sack of crap victory. I think I've listened to every other iteration of that contest, though. So you won that contest, Mike. Good. Jeff, flu shots usually work well. Allie, prayers for you and your box spring. Phil, no, you were talking to fans about what was their favorite moments. Oh, awesome. So I got you on the phone and you were talking? Let's ask Bernie, where are you this week, man? Are you traveling up the West Coast, in the East Coast? Where the fuck? Here is Oren Nussbaum. All right, no chat for goddamn month, and here I am coming in late. Yeah, we did not have a chat for a solid month because of the holidays and because of... the trip to Hawaii. Let me tell you about Hawaii. It's very funny, Jeff. I need Viagra to keep from rolling out of bed. It's like a kickstand. I get it. Allie, the shipping people are bringing it up and they're charging me by the floor. Bullshit. Seriously? Allie's in Los Angeles. That's right. Where, Allie, you have to tweet me your address if you haven't already. Tweet me or message me your address so we know where you are, okay? I won't put it out on the thing, but at least some contact information. Phil, no, you were talking to fans. Andrew, prayers don't work. No chat. Here's Oren Nussbaum, Allie, the shipping people, Bung Holio. Where did that ass-selling shit come from? So random. It's a good question, but it came from, believe it or not, my friend... one of the guys at my friend's place was, it's kind of tragic, was talking about the problem in Hollywood of prostitution, and especially underage prostitution, and was talking about how these kids are, quote, out there selling their asses, is basically the way he put it. So that phrase always stuck with me, and when it came to Margaret, it was absolutely perfect. And the fact that she would be thrown off so much by Pluto not being a planet that she decides to just hit the dirt roads, the back roads of America, and sell her ass to truckers and farmers, just adds to the overall insanity of the show. So everybody is talking on our chat right now. But you know, one of the things about what we do here on chat is that I know you guys on Saturday morning, those of you that are not with us on the chat show or on our chat feature, you listen to this show. You listen to this replay. So what I'm telling you right now is everybody's talking to Allie about her her box spring. Henry Khan is making me very anxious, says Bung Holio. Why, man? It'll be a good time, regardless of where it is. Colby Jack, does Chris Norton believe in flu shots? Chris, I don't know if I believe in flu shots or not. You know, did you ask me that just so you could hear him talk? Probably not. I think Chris Norton, like a lot of butch guys, guys that think they're, you know, very masculine, I think he's probably afraid of needles. Jeff says, Phil, please don't censor this site. Oh, I'm not censoring this site. Why'd you say that? Casey, a little late. Hey, Phil. How you doing, Casey? Good to see you, man. Yeah, don't censor yourself. Oh, you're talking about the show? Let me tell you guys how that came about. I'm going to tell you how that came about. I'm just reading something that Wayne wrote. I'm gonna freeze it right there with Wayne. Let me tell you how the whole censoring thing came about so you guys will know. This is shit that the regular listeners don't know. This is stuff that only you guys find out. I got an email from our very, very good friends at Podcast One, and they are great people. They really are. They support our show 100%. They also sell our show. So in addition to, obviously, our subscribers, we have advertising money. And we, as you know, we remove those ads once the show goes into the archives. So you don't have to be listening to an archive that you paid for as a BSP and listen to a fucking commercial, unlike the movie theaters that make you watch commercials anyway before you see the movie. I got an email and they said the following thing. They said, guys, and this is exactly how they put it. They said, guys, do whatever you want to do. We are not here to censor you. We are not here to tell you anything. But we want you to be aware of a situation. And this is the following. Our advertisers are sensitive to language. They're uncomfortable with certain words being used in shows. Now, please also know that your shows, and this was a general email sent to all the shows, your shows are being sent, are being recorded by our competitors and are being played for our advertisers out there. Meaning competing podcast platforms are recording shows that have very adult language and then playing it for potential advertisers and saying, do you want to advertise in this show? Of course you don't. Now here's our show. So the email we had was simply saying the following. Please keep that in mind as you consider the revenue stream for your show when it comes to advertising. And you can regard, you can disregard, you can do whatever you want. Now, one of the reasons why we're with Podcast One is because of what we call, you know, maximizing all the revenue streams, subscription money, advertising money, and anything else that flows from our show, such as our stand-up, doing Sketchfest, doing all these live appearances. So I thought about that, and I was very clear with the audience in a sort of a, you know, half-baked way. I said, well, we're going to watch our language. What I've decided to do is, you know, if I can catch it, I will catch it in as funny a way as I possibly can. Now, you guys should know this. I don't just come out with fucking shit and piss and motherfucker because, ooh, I get to say it. When you hear me use those words on the show, it's an absolutely natural outcome of what's going on. I don't go, here's a great place to say fuck, you know. Like General Shaw, as of late, has been saying, what the fuck is going on? Because he's truly confused by stuff. He's truly confused by stuff. So, to answer your question, Jeff, and everybody else's comments, I'm not going to censor the site. I'm going to position the language of the show in such a way so as not to offend advertisers. So if you use the word fuck, I will very, very readily and quickly hurry up with a qualification, like we don't allow that kind of language on the show. And I believe that should make our advertisers happy. I do believe that our advertisers are good people, and the fact that they have said, okay, Phil, we want to put our message in your show, man, we really respect that. We really appreciate that. You know, it's like saying, okay, we're spending money there on Phil's show. Man, I mean, there's no higher compliment. So I want to give them as much as I can without fucking the show up, is all I'm saying. So we're not going to do that, Casey and Jeff. We're going to just simply, I'm going to be deeper into the character that I already play on the show, which is the moderate, level-headed guy who, now. You know, Phil, this goddamn, you watch your language, General. Well, you know, you want me to watch my language. I got to watch my language while she's selling her ass out on a dirt road. Is that, General, no, don't General me, you know. All right, let's go back. Hey, Phil, I would love to have a daily bit where Frank Gray and Harvey Wireman have lunch, dinner at Ted's. You call them up and they comment about a certain topic, but of course it leads to getting a off track and bullshit. Frank and Harvey, this is not a bad idea. All right, Wayne, I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to put that into our, you know, so you can see what is going on here. Wait a minute. Wait, maybe I cancel that. I'm going to put that into our accessories. There we go. And we paste it, and that's how I do that, you know. Bernie's in Miami. How's things in Miami, man? Allie, two floors that goddamn box spring's got to go, or a Nussbaum. Colby Jack, you mean flu shots. That's right. That's what you're going for. Allie, I'm on the third floor, so just two flights. How much they charging by flight? Paul, oh, Phil needs your address. Friggin' C-blocker. Well, I ain't fucking... No. I got a girlfriend. It's all good. Mike, first chat I've been able to make. Leslie, Mr. Henry, listened to your show with a bunch of friends last week, and they all love Margaret. Three new backstage pass members. They could not believe you did all the voices. Thank you very much for that, Leslie. Appreciate it. People are kind of blown away by that. I've been getting an awful lot of comments. I keep getting these comments from old school listeners. How come there's no phone calls? And I'm like, you know what, dude? I listened to a phone call show last week, and it was the Michael Medved show. And the only phone calls I heard were from chronics, regular people that he already knew, that he'd already talked to, that had already been on the air. Okay, that doesn't speak very highly of high cums of phone callers. I think the only callers that are left. Okay, Ali, thank you. K-Town. I think the only callers that are left are like regular chronic listeners of these shows, and you cannot get a that kind of show that we did with those kinds of calls. Oren, Bernie, glad you're not in the mid-Atlantic. That shit sounds nasty. Jeff, I had never seen Teachers until recently. It was very well written. They had it on cable up here. Did they, Jeff? I thought it was well written, and then it was badly performed. Bernie, Paul, next time I go out to California, I'll be having a whiskey with Ali. Sorry, brother. Ha! Bernie, with the big capital letters. A whiskey, huh? Get a load of this guy. Do I really want to have a Henry Con with all you guys? That's going to be the weirdest bunch of fucking people. Casey. Yeah, the show. Yeah, Casey, I promise you I'm keeping a close eye on that. Andrew, waiting for a foot or more of snow here in New York. God damn, dude. What the fuck is going on, man? It's climate change. I don't give a shit. I hope we have a fucking ice age instead of a heat wave. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. I will tell you this. A big-ass climate change, I think, would be very interesting. I think it would really make life interesting. Allie, I've got plenty of whiskey bars and American karaoke bars. Hey, Allie, if you're in K-Town, that's where I used to work. I used to work at KFI. It was down on whatever the fuck the street was, like Ardmore. We were on Ardmore. And Wilshire Boulevard's not far from you. Wilshire's got some cool clubs and shit. Downtown's not far. Wilshire is a great street. Mike Nick's dumb show idea that I put way too much thought into. The L.A. County surveyor discovers a clerical error, and it turns out that Ted's of Beverly Hills is actually in West Hollywood, making Ted apoplectic to compound matters. Hong Kong Charlie's across the street is still in Beverly Hills. Only he's changed the name to Hong Kong Charlie's of Beverly Hills, making Ted... I like that, man. We will copy that motherfucker off. Where's my, there we go. Paste that thing, okay? Cool idea. Great, Mike, thanks. Andrew, laughing at that. Todd says, Mike Nickus, love it. Oren, Bernie, I'm headed to Kentucky on Sunday. Sounds like it's snowy, icy MF or Kentucky. My old Kentucky home. Alex is online. Hey, Alex, what you doing, man? Wayne Alley, Mike, that's a good idea. Everybody's weighing in on Mike's idea. I did copy it off, and I've got it, Mike, on the... By the way, Alex has been doing yeoman work, man. Big-ass, big-time, kick-ass work. Keeping everything rolling, and I can't even tell you. Alex is like a fucking social media genius, man. Hey, Alex, you want to make some extra dough, man. You ought to become a fucking social media guy for some of these people, because these motherfuckers, these people don't know shit, these social media directors. You know fucking more than any of those motherfuckers we used to use, man. Think about it. Think about all the, and I won't mention any names, but you know who I'm talking about. How much fucking action and play did we get on our fucking posts on Facebook? You, man, over the last 3 weeks have gotten us kick-ass fucking shit. We almost went viral a couple of times with our videos. Where's Alex Khan? Yeah, no shit. Hey, Alex, why don't you have Alex Khan and we can just kiss off Henry Khan? Mike, great idea. Jamie, fuck, that is crazy. They're recording the shows. Jeez, talk about a desperate selling technique. What are you talking about, man? Jamie, what are you talking about? Who's recording what shows? Oh, yeah. In terms of the... the sales guys are relentless. And one of the things that I don't want to see happen to our business, to the podcast business, that happened to the radio business, is that the content and talent gradually gets marginalized in favor of the larger sales apparatus, because that's what really destroyed radio, that sales took over. And so content and programming became shit because they don't know anything about fucking programming. All they know is how to sell advertising. I don't see it happening, and I believe that one of the reasons is because, for instance, because we have a subscription model, you know, and because of you guys, we're able to keep the show pretty independent advertising. The flip side of that, though, is that you do need a platform where there's lots and lots and lots of shows getting downloaded, and you want to be a part of that. So, you know, our downloads, our daily downloads have gone up dramatically since we joined Podcast One. Jeff, good one, Mike. Nathan, great idea. Been sitting on it for weeks, says Mike. Wayne Alley, yeah, I really enjoy hearing Chef Carl say fuck. Yeah, I do too. In fact, Chef Carl is like, you know.
I don't know, Flo. You know, we're going to try and.
Well, what's the problem?
Whatever the fuck. You know, you guys, fuck this.
Phil, R.E., censorship. Get your money, man. Well, Bungholio, I want to get the money from the advertiser, but I also want to maintain the creative integrity of the show. Not that dirty words are necessarily, you know, needed, but by the same token, there's a kind of a language that is used in modern America that becomes, you know, necessary, even to the extent that it helps promote the comedy. And a lot of it is the four-letter words. And the colloquial use of these words, people are saying them everywhere, man. They're saying them in nightclubs, you know. They're saying them in restaurants within earshot of other people. It's probably a, you know, it's a function of the loss of civility. But I have to be there to kind of reflect all that shit. Um, 2016 says Andrew to the comment by Bungholio. Jamie, I like the comment you made about some guy listening in the car, but he has to watch it because he has a kid in the car. I thought that was smart. Well, that's the other thing. One of the guys that told me that, by the way, is a guy that I love and respect very much, Jimmy Pardo, who's a very funny guy. He has a little son, Oliver, that he just, you know, worships, and they go everywhere together. And in fact, Oliver did a little kind of a comic book for our vampire hunter, Arthur Barn, because he thought he was so great. But even Jimmy said to me, I got to turn it down, man, when you start getting a little too crude. And I thought, that's kind of fucked up. But I don't know, man. It's either an adult show or it's a family show. And I really think of it as an adult show. Yeah, even though it's 2016, the F word is still it is a very vulgar word. I don't want to hear it in my home in mixed company. I think anybody that uses it in public is vulgar. But podcasts are not broadcasting. Podcasts are specifically intended for a certain audience. Casey, hearing Margaret call Bud, I think it was a fucking asshole this week, was hilarious. And then she gets upset with Phil later. Then Frank comes on the phone. His first word is cunt. It's the truth, man. All right, now, let's not have a fight here. Wayne, get over it. I think Wayne's making a good point. I think you know, either you have respect for people, and at the same time, you balance that with, why are you here? Why did you walk in the door? If you don't want to hear this language, you should not be here. You should go outside and, you know. Andrew Wayne, how is a natural human function vulgar? Well, sex is beautiful. Fucking is probably. Miami was very wet today, says Bernie. No shit, man. That's great, man. Anyway, I'm kidding, man. That's really? It was pissing down, huh? Miami in the wintertime, man? Goddamn. People think they go down there for the sunshine. Miami can definitely, it'll piss down in Miami. Allie, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on. Down, right. Whenever I'm listening to Phil at work, I make sure to sing, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," very innocently to see if anyone notices and what they'll say. Wow. Okay, so what do they say? We've got to know. Oren says, Wayne, good idea. The Frank Harvey team would be excellent. It would be. It's a great idea. It's a good Friday show idea. Wayne, I'm just referring to the word, not the act. Right on. Andrew, it's just a word. It is just a word, but there's a lot of words that are just words, and they communicate something powerful, man. It's like saying, I don't know what you would call it. It's like saying a wedding ring is just a wedding ring. It's just a piece of steel, but it's a symbol, right? Allie, laugh my fucking ass off. Bernie is saying that to Allie because she was talking about, we want to put her. Bernie's, you know, you better make sure that you know, Bernie's a good guy, Allie, but don't give him anything to drink if he visits your house. I'm fucking around. Bungholio, Phil, the best of the pre-recorded Michael Savage interviews. Now, what are those, man? The pre-recorded Michael Savage interviews. King Philip, so great to have you back on Friday nights. We missed you, but Jeff, how you doing, man? And Jeff Baker in Bozeman, Montana. How, man, Bozeman must be goddamn gorgeous this time of year, man. I'm serious. Seriously, I bet you it is just the wintertime up there. I bet you is a sparkling, beautiful jewel of a sky. And the snow sparkles with the moonlight. And I know it's probably a fucking blizzard and the cows are dying and shit, but I just thought I'd, you know, paint what my vision of Bozeman, Montana is just like, wow, man. Blarg, you don't need callers anymore. It's evolved into a great thing. Thank you, Casey. That's what I'm hoping. Leslie, at first I thought I would miss the phone calls, but I really like the show now. The show has gotten a new audience, and it's kept a lot of the old listeners, but it has, you know, the audience has turned over. Wayne, I agree, but the N-word is just a word, too. Now, let's not go there, man. You're right. The N-word is just a word. Let's just be polite. How about that? What would you say if your 8-year-old daughter was around? Okay, never mind. Sorry I asked. 2 feet of snow in Jersey. No shit. What the fuck is going on? Did you people anger God or something? What the hell did you people do? Phil, the phone calls were great, but I'll take this chat any day. Okay, well, there you go. Worth the price there. Nathan Smith, the panel has gone a long way to replace callers. I dig the new show, even though it was great listening to callers. It was fantastic listening to callers. It also became the whole focus of the show. So in order to get callers to call, a lot of the comedy was sacrificed, you know, because you're trying to repeat this point and you're trying to get people to call and you're trying to get, you know. And by the same token, you know, if you sort of backed off that and did a little more comedy, then you see the call volume fall off. So it was quite a... But here's the other thing about it. It did not get the ratings that we wanted it to, and a lot of it had to do with the fact the show was on the wrong stations, but there's only so much I could control, you know. There's only so much a man can do. Bernie, Allie, do you have a car? How do you get around? Andrew, your camera is in autofocus, so every time you wave your hand, your face goes out of focus. Really? Now, I'm not seeing that, Andrew, but it could very well be just something that... that you guys are seeing, I don't know. You know? I don't know, buddy. I am at a loss, my friend, on that one. It is? I don't see that. Just how bad is Don Mix's breath? It's the worst breath I ever smelled in my life was on the set of Teachers when we were working there, and one of the actors, and I won't say who, I never smelled, it was a combination of absolute fucking barnyard shit and something like chemical, man, like a fucking chemical fire. It was beyond the worst breath I've ever smelled. It was the fucking just, you know, and I didn't say anything and I, you know, I didn't say shit. But that's how bad Don Mix's breath is. Probably something that's like a dung heap and a chemical spill. Well, Allie, Wilshire is my best friend. I live close to it and work on it, as you all know. We should do a BSP event for anyone who can come. Oh, God, that would be KBBQ. What about KBBQ? How do you know KBBQ? Wilshire's great, man. So many old restaurants and bars and nightclubs were on Wilshire. Fantastic. Wayne, I agree with Nathan. I like the show better now. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I would... expect you guys, because you are my BSPs. Be crazy if I had a bunch of subscribers who hate the fucking show, but you're paying for it. Yeah. Steven, any predictions for the NFL games this weekend? Yes, I believe New England will beat Denver, and I think that Carolina will beat Arizona, and I could be so fucking wrong. Don't you dare put anything on what I say. This is just simply my bullshit idea. Is the host there?
Yes, is the host there? Is the host there? I'd like to speak to the host, please.
Casey, have Chris Norton and Doug Danger ever had a conversation? That would seem interesting. No, they haven't. They do sound similar, too, like a lot of characters, but they haven't. I'm trying to think, would that be good or bad? You know, I'm just trying to... hey, man, what is your story? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Well, I mean, does that mean you want to suck my dong? Or no, man, no. What I'd like to do is kick your ass. That's probably how it would go. From Bozeman, Montana. Phil, remind me of when your birthday is. September the 1st. Maybe May or March? Nope, September the 1st, brother. Depending on how soon it'll be here, I'll be sending you either a belated Christmas gift or an early birthday present. Sir Alex, hook me up with your P.O. box. It's September 1, Jeff, so you've got a long time to think about what you want to get me. Alex Zuckerberg in the house. What? Luke, who is also Dean Freakin' Wheeler. Allie Anyong. All right. That's great. Jeff, Allie, I once had a gift. I had a girlfriend named Chew Me. Bullshit. Jeff's acting very weird. Jeff, well, the worst name is My Ho. All right. Wayne Allie, that's funny, Jeff. So did you? Allie, hey, Mom, this is My Ho. Jeff, Sue Me just married Steve Bozell. Right on. Allie, shake my head, Jeff. That's racist. Let me see what Jeff said. Oh, dude. That's so fucking anti-Asian and shit. In case you don't know, Jeff, we're fucking around. Yeah, Allie says she's kidding. Jeff, in real life, I, in real life, married an ornamental. Did you marry an Asian gal, Jeff? Mr. Henry, did you mention HendryCon? What's going on with that right now? April will be here before you know it. Yeah, I know. I did, Allie, and we are very, very diligently doing our due diligence. And with, oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I just saw the autofocus go out or in. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I can tell you is I sure am one washed out, pale looking motherfucker. God, last weekend was brutal. All the fun we had was great. But Lauren and I, we got back to L.A. and we were both completely fucking wiped out. I don't know why, man. We didn't party that much. We went to the shows. We did our thing. We were at the hotel. But we were fucking brutal. We were just dead, man. I was like in a coma. I don't know. All right. Bungholio, Karen Deauville seems like she has to be based on a real person. Is she? If so, who she is? Bungholio, she's based on a lot of older women that used to call my show, and they would just sound like that.
Oh, Phil, I just love your show.
You know, they get a kick out of you, and they don't really call, but yeah, they probably do. And
oh, I just love, and oh, Bill here, we just get a kick.
I think they kind of like hearing themselves on the radio, but they want to pretend like they don't. And, yeah, so Karen Deauville is based on a half a dozen middle-aged women that used to call my show. Allie, I need to make sure I can hitch a ride with Bernie to get out there. To where, man? To Vegas? Paul, yeah, Allie, I need to get plans going for HendryCon or I'm not going to be able to make it. Allie, where are we headed? Yeah, way to pay attention, Bernie. Nathan, how many people can fit in Bernie G's truck? No shit. Hello, Sheila. Sheila's with us from, where are you today, Sheila? You in Durango? Are you in Botango? Are you in Leslie? Yes, Allie, I need info on HendryCon. Want to make sure I can make it. It'll be in April. Guys, I don't have a date yet, but it'll be in April. We may have to limit it to just like 100 fucking people or something. I don't know, you know? I mean, seriously. Maybe I'll just limit it to all you guys that are here on the chat. What if we just limited HendryCon to the people that are here on the chat? Oh, that would be so bizarre. You guys would be like, that would be, it would, you know, it might work. It might. Nathan, we're also being affected by all 2 inches of the snowpocalypse, if you pardon the term, all 2 inches. Yeah, no kidding, man. What is up with that, man? Nathan, where are you at, dude? Tell me again. I know we got Mid-Atlantic. We got New York checked in. I know Paul's up in Jersey. I'm not sure here. Nathan's in North Georgia, okay? So you cats in North Georgia are getting that shit. God damn, dude. I can tell you that we've had rain in California, which is like a godsend, and we've had it for a month. Not every day, but we've had it, which reminds me, I've got to water my palm trees, my blessed palm trees that I planted with my own hands in front of my house, and I must take care of those. Ralph Myers. Ralph, how you doing? Vernon Dozier went overboard with saying mommy a week or so ago on an episode. It was hilarious. I actually had Vernon on stage as well in San Francisco. what we did in San Francisco was a PTO meeting. Bobby Dooley was the host, and she brought all these characters out, and they were doing a testimonial for Vernon Dozier, and eventually he came out and did the whole mama thing. Jeff is asking Nathan, good question. Is it piled high and deep? Yes. Colby Jack, hello, Phil. I know you like Cops Reloaded. I do. Have you seen the new story produced by Dick Wolf on A&E called Nightwatch? I have not. Cop show? I love Reloaded because it has a lot of, well, I shouldn't say this. It has a lot of guys getting their asses kicked. Thank you. All right. That's from Colby Jack, brother. Thank you very much for that, man. Bernie G, the push the button phone calls were hilarious. Old school show, yeah. Nathan Smith, Jeff is something, it's something awful, actually. I like the snow, but it seems like predicting winter weather is near impossible here in the South. I was in Snow Jam, Nathan, in 1992 when Atlanta got just fucking buried, dude. It was not pretty, that's for sure. Nathan also says, Bernie G, we could host HenryCon in the trailer and travel around Vegas. There's an idea. Phil, listen to Savage's interviews. He sends the interviewee the questions in advance. The interviewee records his answers and sends them to Savage. On air, Savage asks questions that are answered by the pre-recorded audio. Are you kidding me? Well, what the fuck is that? You know, Savage was on MSNBC, man. He had a TV show. What happened to that show? Oh, by the way, you guys weren't with me. Did you hear? Mark Masters was arrested for spousal abuse, for domestic violence. Mark Masters was arrested for domestic violence, and I can show you that, as a matter of fact. Hold the phone, hold the phone, hold the phone. Yes, Mark Masters, my old, I don't want to call him my boss, because he didn't really, he wasn't so much my boss as he was the guy syndicating my show, but okay, he was my boss. And, now where can I find that, yeah, here it is. Mark Masters was arrested, a week ago at his home by Oregon State troopers. What the fuck happened to this, man? I got all kinds of nasty ass shit here. By Oregon State troopers, no shit. And the motherfucker, apparently this motherfucker, they responded to his home when they got a hang-up and they got a silent alarm. Now, that's pretty creepy. Think about that. A fucking silent alarm and a 911 hang-up is really fucking scary, I'm sorry to have to say. I'm going to bring this up for you so you can see it. Here we go. Where are we at here, man? News update. This is on this website called, the Regular Guy. And this dude who has this website is a guy by the name of Roger, let me find out his fucking name here. Roger, whatever the fuck. I don't know. You'll find it. Go to my Facebook page. It's linked there. RegularGuy.com is the website. RegularGuy.com. Talk Radio Network CEO Mark Masters arrested. Threatens to sue if we report on it. And this sounds so much like Mark. There's a picture of him. I guess that was kind of a shitty little picture. That's his mugshot. Mark is the kind of guy that has threatened and has sued people in the past. This is... all the reporting that this guy Roger did, including the Supreme Court, including a legal opinion he got from an attorney about reporting this news because he was threatened with a lawsuit if he reported all this shit. This is the original report from KAJO Radio in Grants Pass. A Grants Pass man was arrested for domestic assault and other charges following a reported disturbance last night in the Colonial Valley area. According to the Oregon State Police, troopers responded to a silent alarm and a 911 hang-up from a residence on Debrick Way. And there is the arrest report on Mr. Masters, the guy who ran Talk Radio Network, or still does, I guess. Here is also the Supreme Court ruling for Michael Savage. And the reason why I bring that up is because this domestic assault thing happened on the very same day that the ruling came down that Michael Savage was due damages from Talk Radio Network because they fucked with him, basically. So they now owe him another $800,000. And I can guarantee your fucking ass this, that's 800 grand that Mark Masters doesn't fucking have. And I won't go any further into that other than to say, you know, he owes people money. So here you have it. Not that I'm trying to make a big fucking thing out of this, man. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or, you know, fuck with anybody, but that was that, man. All right. Mr. Henry, okay, let me get back to where you guys were. Everybody checking in? Nathan, Bernie, I didn't see you ask that question, Matt. I lived years in Chicago. Phil, listen to that. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Savage, that's what got me on that. Yes, Nathan, I lived 3 years of Chicago weather. Allie, Bernie, I didn't see you ask that question. Metro, that's how I get around. Metrolink is fantastic. Leslie, Bernie, I forgot about the push-the-button phone calls. Laugh my ass off. Bernie G, what is this? Okay, Bernie G, Nathan, LOL. Everybody in radio needs to hear the Monday pre-show. It was so great. Really? I don't even remember what it was, Casey. I'm glad it was, because I don't. Sam checking in. Sam, Andrew, I really like the down-to-earth talk you do on Mondays. Thank you. It's called Phil Only, and we haven't done it in a while. Allie likes the word dung. I do, too. In fact, I like what Monty Python uses in their in a little joke they tell us here. What smells and sounds like a bell? Dung. Oren, Bernie, that's how I fuck with telemarketers, randomly push buttons and accuse them of it until they finally get pissed and hang up. Phil, I was only referring to a comment that someone said the F word was just a word. I was making a point about how the N word, you're very, very right, Wayne. I'm sorry I misunderstood you. You're absolutely right. Words have power, man, like the man said, you know. Mr. Henry, KBBQ is all that is around here. Plus, most of my friends are Korean. KBBQ is a Korean, it's now a Korean station. I remember when KBBQ was a country station that took over from what used to be a rock and roll station, KBLA. Phil, your vision of Bozeman is pretty damn spot on. Not all the time, but very, very frequently. It's just damn beautiful. I live here 6 years now, after 16 years in Atlanta. No shit, dude. Where I first heard you, and for the first 2 years, I had to keep reminding myself that I wasn't on vacation. Plus, they carried you here in Bozeman on local AM. They did. They did. Yeah, I remember Bozeman. Good people. Bernie G. Alley? Okay, Metro. Got it. Does it go to Burbank? Does the Metro go to Burbank? There are buses that go to North Hollywood and Burbank. Oh, the Metro train goes to Burbank. Oren, I love to fuck with telemarketers using my Herb Sewell persona. Casey, you see the Star Wars movie yet with the BSP thoughts? I have not. Casey, have not gone to our Star Wars show with our BSP winner. Who is that BSP? Are you there? Are you on our chat? I'd love for you to check in, man, wherever you are. There's a movie on right now with Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore is a great actress. She balls on screen. Better. She's the best coke addict on. She plays a great coke addict, better than anybody I've ever seen. Nathan says, Bernie says, Ellie, okay, just trying to get a handle on the possible meeting next time. Aren't you cute? Nathan Smith, oh, the push-button callers. I like the woman calling about hearing you son of a bitch. Yeah, that's a classic. That'll go down in history, man. On WIOD, Mike, Bozeman's pretty solid. I used to coach a college golf team, and the bulk of the schools we competed against were in Montana. Love the big sky country. God, no kidding, man. Big sky country, dude. Jeff married a Filipino hottie. Yeah. So long as she's not, well, I don't want to say, but, you know, I'm kidding. I'm just fucking around. I see too many investigation discoveries that feature Filipino wives that kill their American husbands. Allie, Bernie, I get it. Leslie, you're a lucky man, Jeff, that he's married to a Filipino hottie. Andrew, the BBC never censored the F word, but the FCC has always had an attitude that they can censor free speech just because it's on the air. Well, this is true. Welcome to the FCC. And the FCC never really was not chartered for that. The FCC was chartered to control the signal strength of various radio stations to almost act as an air traffic controller for the variety of different signals that we had in the country. It wasn't about content. And where they ever got the fucking balls is beyond me. Limit it to us plus one guest. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course you're going to bring a guest. Though we're talking about Henry Kahn. Jeff, she divorced me and took hundreds of thousands of dollars from... Oh, no shit. Goddamn, sorry to hear that, man. Happened to me, dude. It happened to me, dude. Fucking divorce, dude. Just fucks a man's life up. It is the truth. Allie, Mr. Hendry, I'm here in K-Town, and like it's so cold sometimes when I'm walking home from the bus, like 63, what the hell? Yes, 63. Walking home from the bus, dear. Now, where's your car? What are you walking home from the bus? You're working over at SAG-AFTRA? And where are they on Wilshire? I know where they were in Hollywood. It was on Highland. I'm sure they've moved. Or, no, AFTRA was there. Now that they've combined. Sheila, yes, greetings from beautiful Durango. All right, Sheila. Durango, Allie, you're kidding. 63. See, you can't joke like that with a California guy, because when you say 63, that sounds cold to me. You know, I know it gets colder in other parts of the country, but when you say to me, oh, wow, it's cold, it's 63, I'll say, oh, that is kind of fucked, you know, because we're used to 70s, that kind of thing. Paul, you should see the pictures around here right now. The storm is cray-cray. No shit. Hey, Paul, how about sending us some, man? Can you send me some on... Facebook? We'll put them up here before I split. Casey's in Albuquerque. How's the weather in Albuquerque, man? It must be fucking gorgeous, dude. I want to get to Santa Fe, man, because of a place that my dentist told me about that sounds just fucking gorgeous, man. But this year, we're going to... our capital finances built way up, man. So there's probably not going to be too much partying, vacation time, I should say, for me. Steven, love Jeff Dowder trying out for NFL Films. Reminded me of Varsi doing a report on all the Super Bowls. Yeah.
Yeah, the first down and the 25-yard line.
That I did on stage in San Francisco, too. Went over pretty good. Jeff, no problem. I'm now allergic to marriage. Goddamn right, man. You're goddamn right about that. And oh, and by the way, one other thing. You'll be happy to know this. This straight from a buddy of mine in Florida. Prenups ain't worth the fucking paper they're written on, brother. Not worth the paper they're written on if she goes out and spends your money. Now, this is not... I want the women who are watching. This is not female hate, guys. I'm just talking. This is strictly business about divorces. I don't have a problem with women at all, man. Divorce, I got a problem with. But check this out. This buddy of mine had like five fucking prenups with his wife. Five. Didn't mean shit. At the end of the day, after $100,000 to his attorney, he wound up just giving her what she wanted. Sam is with us, and it says, I'm a mailman in Chico, California. My coworkers think I'm crazy because I'm always cracking up listening to your show. You're going to get me fired. Hey, Sam, good to have you with us, man. I don't want to get you fired, but if you ever have to go down the road because of this show, you'll know that there's probably somebody else living under the bridge with you that listened to this show as well. Jeff, hey, man, Jeff Ponchetti. Cheers, Phil. Been a while. Your pre-shows have been inspirational and spot on lately. Proud to be a BSP. Thanks, Joey, for everything, man. Thanks for all your help. Thanks for all of your props. I appreciate that, man. Colby Jack, Night Watch on A&E follows EMTs, cops, and firefighters in North Louisiana. I got to check that out. I'm a big, big Cops Reloaded fan. Casey is talking to Sheila there. Carlos, Peyton and Brady are gay for each other. I don't know. I can't comment. Allie, Joey, I tend to agree, but there was one about North Korea I had thoughts about. North Korean regime is a hot button of mine. Yeah, North Korea is fucked up. You got to read a book. I told you guys about the book, The Impossible State. Read it. You don't even know how fucked up North Korea is. You have no idea, man. How do they support that government? You think it's all China? White slaving, fucking, by white slaving, I mean just slaving anybody. Drugs. I mean, this is the business of the North Korean government. Arms sale, illegal arms sales, drug peddling. The sale, the kidnapping, and the sale of people. I ain't kidding you. They're a criminal regime. And they're protected by the Chinese. Otherwise, those motherfuckers would be gone by now. But the Chinese, because it fucks with us, because it fucks with Japan, and more importantly, because it fucks with South Korea, the Chinese prop up the North Koreans. Even though they know, you know. Jeff in Bozeman. Okay, Phil, September 1 is your birthday. Means I'll be sending my creation to you as a belated Christmas New Year's gift of sorts. Be on the lookout accordingly. I think you'll approve. Your creation? I will look for it, man. Don McDonald. Hey, Phil, have you ever taken a show on the road to a faraway place like Spokane, home of Rachel Dolezal? My wife and I will be sure to attend. Who's Rachel Dolezal, man? I should know this because the name rings a bell. Joey says to Ali, we all have our sensitive spots, but it's important to know that Phil will speak his mind and it's never personal. Truth. What did I say about Korea, Ali, that pissed you off? Oren, Roger Friedenberg. That's it, Oren. He was a guy that apparently was in business with Mark Masters, had a radio show, and got a real, excuse my French, a real fucking hard-on going for that guy, to the point that when this shit broke about Mark, that guy was all over it like white on rice, and that dude was reporting everything. He was reposting everything. The guy at the station in Grants Pass took the story down because he didn't want to deal with the shit. He didn't want to deal with the fallout. And when a guy calls you up and says, I'm going to sue you, why? Because you reported on shit that isn't true. Well, I'm reporting what the Oregon State Police told me. It's not true, I'm going to sue you. And you're not clear what the law is, and you should be if you're a news director. You're going to take that shit down. The law is very clear. You're not slandering or libeling anybody if you are merely reprinting a news report, especially if it originates with the police agency. There is no bias in the reporting, and there's no apparent slander or libel on the part of the reporter or the reporting agency. It's simply the news that you're picking up. Carlos, for real, he's a wee bit crazy for my taste. Michael's a good guy. He used to have a great show on TRN back when they syndicated Art Bell. Allie, Joey, of course, I was just surprised there was anything I wasn't in complete agreement with. Phil only is good life teaching. I hope so, man. It's just my experiences with shit, that's all. And somebody said to me, would you please just do a show like that? I said, okay, I mean, yeah. It's one of the reasons why I want to get into stand-up. And I didn't even talk to you guys about this, but my experience at Setlist at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco was so positive. I just talked to a friend of mine today who's a stand-up comic, and I want to push out and do that now. I think it's a better way, a better life. Way of expressing myself, I guess, is the best way to say it. Mr. Henry, you can't stay mad at. Thank you. Nice TriCaster work, Andrew. I'm pretty sure Savage is in or near butterfly net territory. Phil, TRN and Masters, bankruptcy coming soon. It seems like that. And anybody could see it coming except for Mark. He just couldn't see it, you know? He just couldn't understand. You know, everybody was just pushing against him and saying, yeah, I didn't give a fuck what the guy did. I didn't care what he did. All I wanted him to do was treat me fairly. And he didn't, you know? And that's just my own opinion, you know? And I'm allowed to express that. But that guy is such a... He comes on so fucking hard-ass, you know, that everybody's afraid he's gonna sue your ass, you know? You have to have been through this shit before, and I have. I've been threatened with all kinds of lawsuits, and I've been sued by, I told you guys, you know, the Miami Dolphins. I've had a lot of legal entanglements and shit, and I've had to come to understand the law. And just because somebody is all pounding their chest and going, I'm going to sue your fucking ass, man, you're gonna be, doesn't mean that they even know what they're talking about, you know? So... Hey, you know what, Bungholio? Bungholio says he probably can't afford bankruptcy or attorney's fees. That dude spends more motherfucking money on attorneys at the expense of his fucking employees. I mean, think about that, man. Here are people that want their paychecks. They got stiffed back in 2013. That's what I read. Meanwhile, this dude is suing, and he's got all kinds of lawyers, and... It is absolutely fucking immoral. And I would say one cautionary tale about Mark Masters. Don't think that he's alone. Don't think that Mark Masters is some anomaly. Or that he is, I shouldn't say anomaly, that Mark Masters is a deviation. He is the gold standard. That is the attitude of most of radio management. It just so happens that he ran out of money. You know who could play Ann Coulter in the movies? Julianne Moore. Be perfect. She'd be fucking perfect. All right. I am, as I always am, ever so grateful that you guys join me on the show and on our chat. And I'm going to be back with you guys next week, and we'll be back in the swing of things. It's now the dog days, so, you know, we need each other as much as we possibly can now as we head toward the blessed spring months and, of course, summertime, you know, which is the most important time of the year as far as I'm concerned. So thank you very much, guys. It's been great being back for this chat. And we'll see you on... We'll see you here on the website for the Dickman Bowl on Sunday and the Dickman Bowl preview show with Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison. And then the Dickman Bowl, the Utah Flaming Cavalry and the Portland Logs. And that ought to be a gas, all right? And the other thing I would tell you is that there's going to be two expansion teams next year in the Hill. Two expansion teams, Dallas and Chicago, are coming to whatever, okay? The next big thing is HendryCon will be coming soon. Thanks for watching, listening. I love you.